Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. The Indiana State Fair is scrapping its grandstand concerts this week following Saturday night's stage collapse. Organizers say they're looking for new venues to host the remaining concerts, including performances by Janet Jackson and Lady Antebellum. The brothers of the Wattawa woman killed in the stage collapse believes organizers could have done more to warn concertgoers. From Indiana Public Broadcasting, Steve Walsh reports.
The brother of a Wanata woman killed in the stage collapse at the Indiana State Fair over the weekend said he believes organizers should have postponed the concert. Working for Media Reports, Earl Pittman Jr. of Chesterton said he doesn't believe concertgoers were given enough warning.
It just doesn't make sense to me why they didn't evacuate. I don't understand that, and I still don't think I'll ever understand that. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I think it should have been canceled.
42-year-old Tammy Van Dam of Wanata was one of five people who died after a sudden gust of wind brought down the stage prior to a performance by Sugarland at the Indiana State Fair on Saturday. Pittman said his sister had been given tickets as a birthday present from a friend who went with her to the concert. Her friend remains hospitalized in Indianapolis. Van Dam was a single mother of a 17-year-old. Funeral arrangements have not been finalized. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Steve Walsh.
An 8-year-old southern Indiana boy was killed last night when a 4-wheeler he was riding crashed into a dune buggy in Monroe County. Braden Fox was wearing a helmet when he rear-ended a dune buggy being driven by his grandfather. He was pronounced dead at a Bloomington hospital. Overnight, mostly clear skies. Expect a low near 58 degrees right now, a mix of sun and clouds, and 81 degrees for WFYI News.